Blog Talk Radio.
Warning, the following show contains adult language. Listener discretion is advised.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted to fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways. Fame made me a balloon, cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. It was confusing, cause all I wanted to do is be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew sink. Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm running cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a shrink, I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it. Cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring. Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts spawn from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you want? There's no wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Jeff Van Vondren. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleep talking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
One day that I walk amongst you a regular civilian, but until then some get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the day that I get on a Dre track, give every kid who got played that pump the villain and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates that, great, it's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap, turn nothing into something, still can make that, draw in the gold dump, I will spin Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts, I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still
friends
with the
monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along with
out the 2015 WFSO Awards on Facebook. You get to vote for who you think should win the categories and and all that good stuff. So get a chance, go ahead and check it out. And also don't forget about the website too, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. Look for news reports, upcoming events, and all that good stuff. So let's get on to, we're probably going to slow the pace a little bit, so we're going to talk a little bit about, well, I might as well say the, let me see if I do got the result from the season premiere SmackDown. Well, I wouldn't say season premiere, but I'm just saying it had moves to Thursdays now, which I don't know if it's a good idea, bad idea, but I think they're trying to, I don't know why people think that SmackDown wasn't relevant, but I think they, to please the people that's hating on them, I guess they're making it more relevant for them again. But, you know, people think. So, maybe we'll just read the results of SmackDown. Just give me a moment here. Yeah, the returning Daniel Bryan versus Kane. Daniel Bryan won by DQ. The Usos and Naomi went against The Miz, Mizdow, and Alicia Fox. With The Miz, Mizdow, and Alicia Fox winning that match. Natalya versus Nikki Bella. Natalya won. Sin Cara versus Bad News Bear for the IC title. Bad News Bear won. Main event was a six-man tag. Daniel Bryan and Roman Reigns and Dean Ambrose versus The Authority. I think it was Big Show, Kane, and Seth Rollins. With Daniel Bryan, Roman Reigns, and Dean Ambrose winning that match. So before we go on, I'm going to talk about a little bit about the season premiere of Impact Wrestling. That's what I should call a season premiere. I guess like Kurt Angle is starting like his one last ride with the wrestling before he officially retires. So everybody knows this will be his last year. So we'll see what they're gonna do with him till then. But right now it was Samoa Joe versus Kurt Angle. Samoa Joe did win, and I guess this click that MVP came with that Samoa Joe had joined in called the Beatdown Club, which is just, oh, it's called the Beatdown Clan. I don't know why I say the Beatdown Club. I guess it's a reminder of the Bullet Club. Number one contenders match for TNA tag titles. The Hardys versus the Wolves. The Hardys end up winning that match, so they're going to go against the Revolutions, James Storm, and Abyss next week for the titles. No disqualification match between Eric Young and Bobby Roode. Eric Young won that match. Let's see, that was 1, 2, 3. Knockouts tag match, Brooke and Terrence Rivers, the Beautiful People won. And the main event was the X Division Championship match, Low Key versus Austin Aries. And Low Key did win the belt back. Okay, this part I just don't get that. That one week they give it to Austin Aries, then like the next week he lose it. Well, I guess if they want to make the Beatdown Clan stronger, I guess they just have to do it that way. But I don't know, I'm just lost for that. And Bobby Lashley ended up not being part of that, and suddenly they end up jumping Bobby Lashley, so making them face. So this should be interesting to see what's going to happen like next week. And I think it did drew some interest to people as well. Well, I think how TNA is doing so far, in my opinion. Well, I think they're doing okay as they should be. But I guess the point is that, like I said, I don't know if they're going to get enough to the viewers that they need to get. Only because it's like not that many people can get Destination America, or they had to pay more their cable bill, and you know, not many people are going to want to pay more. Oh, excuse me, than what they got. So we'll just see how it goes, and hopefully their numbers grow and increase. But we will see. When we come back, we're going to talk about the results of Raw, how I rate it, and plus, I was going to do it on video, but I'm going to talk about the Royal Rumble 1991, and we will be right back for that.
She's watching the taxi driver, he pulls away. She's been locked up inside her apartment 100 days. She said, yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the laundromat watching his cape. She's dressed, watching the clowns roll by and they spell her name like Lois Lane. And she smiles, oh, the way she smiles. She's talking to angels, counting the stars, making a wish on a passing car. She's dancing with strangers, falling apart, waiting for Superman to pick her up in his arms. Yeah. In his arms. Yeah. Waiting for Superman. She's out on the corner trying to catch a glimpse. Nothing's making sense. She's been chasing an answer, a sign lost in the abyss. This metropolis, she said. Yeah, he's still coming, just a little bit late. He got stuck at the five and dime, saving the day. She said, if life was a movie, then it wouldn't end like this. Left without a kiss, still she smiles.
I'd rather just talk about it on here since it's on my mind, I can just get it out the way. I think, like, 91 Royal Rumble, I think this was for the first time that the Royal Rumble pay-per-view had, like, a WWE championship match, which was the Ultimate Warrior versus Sergeant Slaughter. And, God, believe me, it was a lot going on in that match. Just, like, look at it one way, then next thing you're looking at the other way and stuff like that. So it just matches like that. You're just thinking, like, wow, are they doing a little bit too much? It's just, like, all out there, just like, wow. But I did like that match. What other match? I think the Rockers and the Oriental Express, yeah, that happened. That was a pretty awesome match. God, there was a few more matches. I didn't write it down because I thought I would remember them because it was, like, too much stuff, like, going on. God, what else happened? It was just like a lot of, it was just like matches that was going on. They didn't have no, let's see, okay, just don't mind me. I'm just really like chatting to people on here. And this was the second Royal Rumble match that Hogan had won, and I actually did like that Royal Rumble as well. And like, it did have like, the rivalries that was going on with other wrestlers play a part in that, which was good. It's just like all this basic and all the other stuff that should be like in a Royal Rumble match that actually did happen. And like I said, there were matches that I'm sorry I can't remember like all the matches. Yeah, it was a tag match with yeah, thanks for reminding me of that. It was Virgil and Ted DiBiase going against Dusty Rose, and Dustin Rose was now, we all know, as Goldust. Ted DiBiase won, and yeah, and like, Ted DiBiase called Virgil up, put the belt behind him, and just like, took him all his business out there. Suddenly just nailed him. Virgil had nailed him with the belt and just left. So that happened. It was just a lot of stuff on that pay-per-view that happened. It just created like interest. So what I'm going to say about this 1991 Royal Rumble, I think I'll say I would give this like a 9 out of 10 because it was a good pay-per-view, like good matches from top to bottom and all that stuff. And like, it's like one of those things like how the Rumble should be. And I guess it was a good thing that, of course, Hogan did it for, you know, the war that happened in 91, all that crazy stuff. But overall, good pay-per-view. Like I said, I got a lot of catching up to do with some of these Royal Rumbles. So hopefully before Sunday hits, I get to watch all of them, and I can do, like, a video review with all of them. So, and like I said, I just decided to do this one today while I was on my mind. So might as well just keep doing it that way. But let's get to Monday Night Raw. Let's see. Like I said, I apologize for the Daniel Bryan and Bray Wyatt match. I did see parts of that, but I didn't see the finish because I'm back and forth watching that and watching the Milwaukee Bucks game. So I was like back and forth watching that, so I didn't see who won or anything like that. Bad News Barry versus Dean Ambrose. It was a non-title match. Of course, it was a good match. Dean Ambrose did win the match. A New Day versus, I think it was Tyson Kidd and Cesaro, and the New Day did win that match. Paige Natalya versus Summer Rae, Alicia Fox. Paige and Natalya won. Kind of like a quick match. Well, with this match with R-Truth and Rusev, it was a good thing. Like, they was letting, you know, although everybody knew R-Truth was going to lose, it was a good thing to let him get some moves and stuff in there before he would have lost. So, although the match kind of ended a little quick, but hey, what more can you say? Jey Uso versus The Miz, it was kind of quick as well. Jey did win. And the main event was the 3-on-1 handicap match with John Cena versus Seth Rollins, Kane, and Big Show. John Cena did win the match thanks to the distraction of Sting. But we will get on to like what stuff that actually happened. Well, the good thing is Ryback, Eric Roman, and Dolph Ziggler got their jobs back for that John Cena win. Of course, they had the little reunion with the NWO. Then you have the New Age Outlaws and APA beating up the Ascension, which was good and kind of funny, and which kind of booked that match, the New Age Outlaws versus the Ascension. So I think there's something interesting was somebody had mentioned that they probably going to build them up to be maybe a little bit of legend killers. But we will see. God, what else they added? Besides that match they added a pre-show match with the Bella Twins going against Paige and Natalya. So that'd be that match, and I think that's 1-2 tag team match, of course, for the tag team titles. You have The Miz and Miz down, and they're getting their rematch against the Usos. And I think I'm missing one more match. I just can't think, but unless they're probably going to add it in at the last minute. But matter of fact, I probably could look at the card while I got a little time. But while I do that, I'm just going to talk about, I guess, the finish that happened with the John Cena and versus the Authority match. Part of me was just thinking like, man, I don't think he's going to win this one. I got a feeling that they ain't going to let him win. But I guess out of nowhere, Sting was on the TV screen with a Titantron. And I guess he was just standing there and just like, okay, it's probably just a picture. It's probably just a spoof or something. Because some people did have signs and say that he was in the area, but I was like, nah, I'll just believe it till I see it. And if he shows up, good, and just whatever. So he did. He was on the screen. Suddenly he started moving, came down to the ramp, looked like he was pointing at Triple H, then got the distraction. And that's how Cena ended up pinning Seth Rollins and getting the three of Ryback, Eric Roman, and Dolph Ziggler their jobs back. Let's see, where is that card? Well, you saw some from last week that, you know, Seth Rollins and Brock had their little, like, issues or whatever. So, like, after John Cena left and stuff and Sting took off, then the big thing that they had was Brock Lesnar out of nowhere came out beating up the Authority. It's like, wow. Especially he lift up the Big Show and lift up Kane as well. You know the cool thing that could have happened? What if Brock had Big Show, Kane, and Seth Rollins on his shoulders and did an F5 on all of them? Now, that would be kind of wicked. That was just something I just wanted to say that could have happened, but who knows? And also, I'm going to mention this, too, that I know some of y'all was thinking about the what Brock just did, they should actually try to keep him. But just what I'm hearing that he wants to not stay with WWE, but he wants to go back to UFC and, I guess, finish his career or whatnot there. But, hey, we don't know until we officially know what happened, so right now, that's just what I'm hearing, but we'll see. But also now, I know people wanted to see that they will get their viewers up on the WWE Network because of what just happened and stuff. I think they're going to get more views because now they can watch it. If you're in the UK or in Ireland, you can finally watch the network. And I think it will increase there. And I think it will get them the million mark. Because they're not under a million, you know, people that's got the network or whatnot. They're under that. But I just think that, that they will hit that mark. I would say within close to WrestleMania, they probably will pass it, but I think they will probably hit the mark before WrestleMania. Let's see. Okay, yep, you got the tag team match. You got, of course, the triple threat match, the Royal Rumble match itself. the New Age Outlaws and Ascension, and of course the Divas tag team match. Well, you know they're going to add another match. They're just waiting on to see what they're going to do. Because you know, as always, they'll add something at the last minute. So, just typical WWE. But how will I rate tonight's Raw? Oh, yeah, but they did have the panel of thinking, like, should Cena should give up an opportunity to, you know, fight for, like, get their job back, blah, 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 blah. It was good to have, like, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, and Hulk Hogan on the panel and do a little joking around. I just thought the part is, like, they brung up SummerSlam 2005, and HBK got up and was like, no, I don't want no more. He just sat down. I thought that was pretty funny. I know Big Show, Ric Flair had a little conversation. They was going to do something, but Ric Flair tried to hit him, and Big Show knocked him out. Then suddenly Roman Reigns had a little like confrontation with Big Show. So I don't know how they're going to end the Big Show and Roman Reigns feud, but I think probably But I did mention last week they might do a tag match with Cena and Roman Reigns versus Big Show and Rollins, but who knows that's going to happen. But you know with WWE, anything can change. But I do give the show, I would say 9 out of 10, because there was just a few more things that I was probably missing. Maybe like a few more appearances by people. Because you know half of the people, we've seen them appear time after time. And plus, like, there's times WWE needs to have a show like this where you have some people appear just to appear. It's just like what they did with the special guest hosts and stuff. They had, like, some of the wrestlers come in and, oh, they got control of Raw SmackDown. I thought that was a good thing that they was doing with that, but I guess they just didn't keep it up for that long and stuff. Okay, I'm almost out of time here, so once again, check out the website, WrestlingFansSpeakOut.com. Also, look for Wrestling Fans Speak Out on Facebook. Follow us on YouTube. You can subscribe to us on YouTube. You can follow us on Twitter. Yeah, I know I got 90 seconds left. Thank you for saying that. Also, we're going to do after the Royal Rumble, we're going to have a show right here in the same. It's going to be like about as soon as the Royal Rumble is over, we're going to have, like, fresh up on review and stuff, and I guess talk about what we think, what happened and stuff like that, so just watch out for that. Also, watch out for the show that's going on tomorrow, which will be Clap Back with myself, and we'll have special guest, local independent wrestler, Skylar Reed, and what a change from when I know this guy ever since I started knowing about the indie scene. So what a transformation about this guy, and I can't wait to interview him. Let's see if there's anything else. I think that's pretty much it. Also, if you want to know about, like, wrestling appearances, like if somebody's going to show up here, somebody's going to show up there in the area, just check out the website too. So for all of us here, I'm Artrell, and hopefully y'all listen to me tomorrow on Clapback. That will be 10 p.m. Central Time, 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Until then, you guys have a good night and have a good week.